Questions from readers. How did the article "Let Your Name Be Sanctified in the Watchtower of June 2020" clarify our belief regarding Jehovah's name and His sovereignty? In the picture, we see angels in heaven and humans in paradise joyfully worshiping Jehovah and directing their praise toward His celestial chariot. The picture caption reads, "Jehovah will cause His name to be glorified for all eternity." In that article, we learn that there is really just one issue facing all intelligent creation, the sanctification of Jehovah's great name. The issue of sovereignty, that is, Jehovah's way of ruling is best, is a facet of the one great issue. Likewise, the issue of human integrity is another facet of that one great issue. Why do we now emphasize that the greatest issue centers on Jehovah's name and sanctifying it? Let us examine three reasons. First, Satan attacked Jehovah's name or reputation in the Garden of Eden. Satan's sly question to Eve implied that Jehovah was an ungenerous God who placed unreasonable restrictions on His subjects. Then Satan directly contradicted Jehovah's words, in effect calling God a liar. So he slandered Jehovah's name. He became the devil, which means slanderer. Because Eve believed Satan's lies, she disobeyed God, rebelling against His sovereignty. To this day, Satan slanders God's name, spreading lies about Jehovah as a person. Those who believe such lies are more likely to disobey Jehovah. So to God's people, the slander against Jehovah's holy name is the ultimate injustice. It is the root cause of all the misery and wickedness in the world. The picture shows a serpent speaking to Eve. The picture caption reads, "Satan has slandered God's name since the rebellion in the Garden of Eden." Second, for the good of all creation, Jehovah is determined to vindicate His name, clearing it of all reproach. That is of the utmost importance to Jehovah. He thus says, "I will certainly sanctify my great name." Ezekiel 36:23. And Jesus made clear what should be a top priority in the prayers of all faithful servants of Jehovah when He said, "Let your name be sanctified." Matthew 6:9. The Bible again and again emphasizes the importance of glorifying Jehovah's name. Consider just a few examples. "Give Jehovah the glory due His name." 1 Chronicles 16:29 and Psalm 96:8. "Sing praises to His glorious name." Psalm 66:2. "I will glorify your name forever." Psalm 86:12. One of the times that Jehovah Himself spoke from heaven occurred at the temple in Jerusalem, where Jesus said, "Father, glorify your name." Jehovah in turn answered, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." John 12:28. The footnote reads, "The Bible also shows that Jehovah acts for the sake of His name. For example, He leads His people, helps them, rescues them, forgives them, and preserves them alive, all for the sake of His great name, Jehovah." Psalms 23:3 and 106:8. End of footnote. Third, Jehovah's long-range purpose is connected to His name or reputation. Consider, after the final test that follows the 1,000-year reign of Christ, What next? Will intelligent creation continue to be divided over the great issue, the sanctification of Jehovah's name? To help us answer that question, let us recall the two related facets, human integrity and universal sovereignty. Will humans who have proved faithful continue to face the challenge of keeping their integrity? No, they will be perfect and fully tested. Everlasting life will lie ahead of them. Will universal sovereignty continue to be a focus of discussion, even division among intelligent creation? No. The rightfulness and supremacy of Jehovah's way of ruling will be established for all time. What, though, about Jehovah's name? Jehovah's name will by then be completely sanctified, completely free of slander. However, it will continue to draw the attention of all faithful ones in heaven and on earth. Why? Because they will see Jehovah continue to do amazing things. Consider, because Jesus will humbly turn all rulership over to Jehovah, God will be all things to everyone. 1 Corinthians 15:28. After that, humans on earth will delight in the glorious freedom of the children of God. Romans 8:21. And Jehovah will completely fulfill his long-range purpose to bring all intelligent creation in heaven and on earth together as one great united family. How will those developments affect Jehovah's family in heaven and on earth? It stands to reason that we will feel a need, an ardent desire, to keep praising Jehovah's beautiful name. The psalmist David was inspired to write, "May Jehovah God be praised. May his glorious name be praised forever." Psalm 72:18-19. For all eternity, we will continue to find new and thrilling reasons to do that. After all, Jehovah's name represents everything about him. Mainly, then, his name reminds us of his love. We will always remember that Jehovah created us out of love, that he provided the ransom sacrifice out of love, and that he demonstrated the righteousness of his way of ruling out of love. But we will continue to see how Jehovah showers his creation with his love. For all eternity, we will be moved to draw closer to him as our Father and to sing praises to his glorious name. End of article.